Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It goes without saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Seffi.
And I'm Wing.
And this is such a nice episode. We're talking about friendship. We talk about breakups, exes, and sort of friendship loyalties, which hits pretty hard. We talk about, God, there's one crazy dilemma that we talk about in this, which, I mean, I'm going to be thinking about for the rest of the day, I think. No spoilers yet, but you'll hear it straight away. As in literally a few minutes. So enjoy.
Okay.
Hi.
I feel really good about this, actually. I feel really excited to record.
Yeah, me too. I don't know what we're going to say yet, but I'm excited about the topic.
Same. I just feel like quite high off the back of the last episode we recorded technically yesterday. It was very like, it came out then like a couple of hours after we recorded it. We were late, sorry.
Yeah.
Thanks for not bringing it up.
Yeah, thank you.
Guys.
Just like no
for
one
not calling
noticed.
Us out on that. Thanks, guys. Yeah, I don't know. I just enjoyed that episode and I feel like we can have just a nice chilled conversation.
It's funny that you enjoyed it. I think maybe I've just blanked it out because I'm in a weird stage of my life at the moment. Hard things still going on behind the scenes. So my energy's just
maybe
off.
Maybe everyone
recently
could send some love, just telepathically.
Well, thank you if you are, but
way.
There's nothing you can do, to be honest. It's just terrible.
But they can send love. I think
thank
that is
you.
I think that works.
Yeah, thank you.
Because it means something.
Yeah, it does. No, it means stuff to me. So I just feel like I'm in such a fucking, to be honest, terrible stage of my life, which sounds really dramatic and horrible.
It doesn't sound dramatic.
It's just, I'm just in a shit stage at the moment. And yeah, it's just horrible. So I feel like I can't even remember the last episode. And my energy's just weird in all of them at the moment. And I'm so sorry, but there's nothing I can do at the moment. I'm sorry.
Don't you dare even go there. How dare
you
apologise?
No, you know, I wouldn't want to listen
to... No, you don't mean that.
A weird energy person, but I just am weird energy at the moment.
The thing is, you're a weird energy 24/7.
True.
Weird
energy. But it's kind
also
of low energy, which isn't nice for
well,
me.
Well, I don't know if that... I think it's... You'd feel like you're not coming as your best.
No, I know I'm not. But I've kind of resigned myself to that. Like, I'm fine to be not my best because there's no way that I possibly could be at the moment. But
just who you are is the best. The best.
Well, thank you.
It's true. And that's all we want from you.
Yeah, thank you.
And also, at your own pace. We have had many a conversation behind your guys' back of, like, not recording and, you know, we're taking
time.
Well,
what we're kind of doing at the moment is, because I'm kind of in a limbo stage of my life right now. Actually, maybe I'll just say it. My grandma's really ill at the moment. She's in hospital and it's fucking shit as fuck. And I'm kind of in this weird limbo stage of, like, everything fucking becoming terrible, to be honest. And I feel like because nothing, the worst has not happened yet. So it's not like I'm in a sort of mourning stage, but I'm sort of gearing myself up to what the doctors are saying is inevitable at this point. So it's really weird. Like, I'm kind of fine on the surface, and then there's this weird undercurrent of shit sadness underneath. So we're kind of catching the moments. Like, there's no reason why I can't record today, sort of thing. Like, there's no reason why I'm not, like, sitting in bed crying. I'm, like, going about my life, but just with, like, a shit sadness.
So
we're just kind of catching the moments where it feels like, yeah, okay, I can actually record, I can talk. And also, I'm just concerned that I'm not really concerned because
You're not concerned, but you have an awareness.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But basically, that's what's going on. That's why I'm really sad at the moment.
But I think it's important for you to just feel comfortable to just come however you want, and we don't expect anything from you, and we are at your service and at your beck and call, and you're ruling the roost.
Oh, thank you. Love to hear you're all at my service.
No, we are. We are. Literally, I'll speak for every single one of us. Harry, I now speak directly to you. We're truly nothing but at your service.
Oh, thank you so much. I didn't realise I had an army.
I know. Everyone's just sending you. Everyone's kind of like squinting, sending the love. Everyone's reaching out their hands into the ether to send you their well wishes.
Thanks, everyone.
It's true. I know it's true. And I think it's just take the pressure off. We just, you know, everyone's
I'm
just,
happy just to have
you.
A soft, nice, calm, gentle, lovely episode.
So I'm going to say then we were planning to talk about friendship, but then I was going to say, you know, do you want to stay on this topic? But I don't think you do.
This topic?
So I think,
hell no.
Yeah. God, or just like the idea of like being kind to yourself when you're not feeling great or whatever. But I just think it's too dangerous, too close for comfort. So I think we should do friendship.
I'm happy to
stuff.
Do friendship. I'm happy to do
I just have the
really,
awareness but... that sounds mental to be like, so, Sefi, come on, let's talk about friendship now.
No, I'm happy to do friendship.
But I trust myself that that is the right thing to do.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, we were actually just discussing off the pod some friendship dilemmas.
Oh, yeah.
Of our own.
Oh, we've got them.
And I feel like the reason that actually that this conversation came up, that we're going to talk about it now, obviously we talk about friendship literally every freaking day of our lives. Mm. Boring. But it was just kind of the general awareness of, as you get older, it kind of requires more to like hold on to friendships, like kind of historic friendships, friendships that like have been around for a longer time or don't necessarily fit into like your everyday routine schedule. Like, I couldn't get away from you if I tried. Like, we are talking all the time.
Tethered.
It's like, there's nothing I can do about it. Yeah, joint life.
Tethered. Like, I don't think we, when we made the decision to do this, actually knew what we were getting ourselves into.
A couple single mothers sharing sharing a baby together.
I don't think we prepared ourselves.
Made a child.
We just didn't know, like, oh, we'll just start a podcast. It's like, we didn't really prep ourselves for, like, what if it goes well? That means we're in constant communication at all times.
Every day.
Tethered
like
to the quest.
Every day, and sometimes to the point where it's like I need to kind of exchange brains with you sometimes.
Yeah,
like there's so much going on that it's like, oh, I just like I have to do a lot of dumping with you. Like, we have to kind of like fill each other in on that way. But
totally.
I do think that is, it's kind of something that I touched on in a previous episode where I was saying about like long distance relationships, and even like I think this is the same for friendship, that it's all the kind of mundane stuff in your day to day and all the silly little updates that like get lost because you kind of think, oh, you know, oh, I'm talking to Sarah, I can't be bothered to like, Sarah doesn't care about like what I had for lunch or like what my colleague said. And then before you know it, it's like Sarah doesn't know that you're vegetarian now, or Sarah doesn't know the names of the people that you work with or how you found that project at work. Like, and you start to lose just like your sense of who the other person is, which I don't necessarily is a huge issue. Like, it's not damning. Like, I think you can work around it, because I think some of the best friendships are the ones where it's like you just meet up and it's like you don't even talk about anything that's going on in life. You're just kind
just
of like
nonsense.
Having a great time, and you're just like enjoying each other's company.
I
being
think that's
crazy
actually crucial
gals.
I really do. And actually, my red flag of when I can feel that, or more like see or recognize maybe that a friendship is like flailing and like maybe not doing too well, is when it becomes catch up after catch up after catch up. That isn't a good sign for me at all. Like, when I realize that, shit, the last three times that we saw each other have been us filling each other in, that is not necessarily to me a friendship. That is fucking admin.
Because
what is that?
You're constantly having to reintroduce each other to one another, which is a huge
and
part
just,
of like
just catch up.
Yeah, the catch up.
Why? Like, either be in it or don't. I don't care to hear secondhand.
Yeah, go for it.
I don't care to hear secondhand about, obviously there's so much that you need to be in, but I don't want to hear it 2 months late. I want to be.
I want to be there.
You should be. I don't know. Like, obviously there's so much that you can't be updated with all the time, but I do feel like if I'm getting in a habit where we meet for coffee every single time and it's just a 2 hours of lovely chit chat,
it's a bit bland,
and we'll just catch up, oh, back we go, and then in 3 months time we'll do the same thing, what purpose is that serving?
I truly think that is serving the purpose of reintroduction, which is important, I think, when you're growing as people alongside or distant from each other. But I think at the same time, just as important as like being able to see and know who each other are and also like leave room for who you will be in the future, at the same time, I think it's really important to enjoy each other in that present moment and almost like talk about what you're looking at then and there. Like,
have an experience.
What are your thoughts on this coffee right now? What are your thoughts on that guy's shoes? I had shoes like that, blah, 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 blah. Like, something more
present.
But this
is why a catch-up does not facilitate that sort of experience. Like, a catch-up, it's hard to live in that moment because the whole thing is conversational. Like, a cafe is not necessarily the prime place to make memories. It's the place to, like, talk.
We make
and,
a lot
like,
of memories
company.
In cafes, I think.
It's not a place.
No,
it's
not a place.
A place that facilitates, like, conversation.
It facilitates coffee, which, I would say.
It does, and cakes,
yeah.
and amazing things.
And baked
They
goods.
Serve an incredible purpose.
An array
I was in one today.
Of croissants.
They're incredible places.
Yeah.
So are restaurants. I think
but
they're
not
amazing.
The height necessarily of like friendship, bonanza, spectacular extravaganza.
I don't think that they can be. And sitcoms would disagree. Friends, all of these places would they disagree. I don't think that like cafes are necessarily
literally challenging the idea of
friends.
I don't think that's gonna work. David Crane.
I don't think it can be the basis of catch-ups and all of this stuff. I think it's like, okay, so my top tip for like if you feel like, oh god, the last few times I've seen this person, it's just been like we kind of fill each other
dry.
In and it feels very surface and dry and like it that's potentially not what you want with the person. Like maybe you both have got so much more to give and you feel that that isn't really doing it justice. And I've been there with people before where I just think like, what are we doing? I don't, we're just filling each other in like things that are happening in our independent lives with nothing to do with. It's like, go and do something. Like actually go and do something with this person.
Yeah, I love that.
And it breathes some life into it.
Rather than kind of like the bureaucracy of just like, here we are sharing notes.
Just talking about things that happened a while ago to you that's nothing really to do with them.
I think even though, I do think that can be fine if your heart's in it. To me, it's like, it's not just about like, oh, we're doing admin. It's like, if the it doesn't matter what the conversation is, whether it's just catching up or whether it's like literally could be anything, but it's when you can feel like your heart's not in it and there's something kind of unsaid and it's just a little bit kind of grating. Like there's just, there's not necessarily friction, but it's not a smooth conversation. Do you know what
no.
I mean? Like it's not a smooth flow.
I just think it's unnatural.
Yeah.
It's an unnatural thing because that can be, that's so important in a friendship as well as there is also, some kind of like commonality between you two. For two people just have catch up after catch up after catch up, for me anyway, I've just felt like, what's the point of this?
Yeah, good for you.
There needs to be some sort of present day life in it.
Honestly, such a good question. What is the point of this?
Are we, is it
what
like,
is the point?
I don't know.
No, I love it.
The point is enjoyment and like pleasure and mutual like fun.
Yeah.
But then why don't you go do something fun? Like, why don't you go and do something nice? Have the coffee and also then do something else.
It is hailing here now, so you might...
It was just raining here as well. I think it's going to be rainbowed.
I think you can
now.
Really
Let me
hear...
Open
you
this.
You might be able to really hear this. Oh, yeah, that's beautiful.
Rainbow behind me.
Yeah, I think you're going to hear the hail. So
the pitter-patter.
Yeah, of tiny feet.
Yeah.
And by tiny feet, I mean it's raining.
Hail.
Yeah. Okay, shall we get into some thoughts that we are gathering from our Instagram, Seffi and Wing, as you know. Let me have a look. Oh,
go on. Let's do that one.
Whoa.
Whoa. Oh my God, let's
go. That is actually one of the craziest things.
I was just looking through trying to work out which one it was.
This is one of the craziest things I think I've ever fucking heard in my life. First of all, just
go
to be
on.
Clear, if you're having friendship dilemmas and you like this podcast in any way, I hope you feel in some way like we're keeping you company and we're filling some sort of gap for you.
Yeah,
love to be friends with you guys. It's the greatest honour we've ever had.
Honestly, it's a great honour.
Truly an honour and more
bestowed
than we ever
upon
truly
us.
Bestowed. Unbeknownst to us. It was bestowed. Truly unbeknownst.
Bestowed.
Okay, this person said, and I can't believe it, they said, one of my closest friends said I have no trauma. right? Weird.
Yeah, immediately.
People are crazy.
And then in brackets, I became disabled at 15 and experienced so much bereavement, but my trauma is different to hers, as I am lucky enough to have two present parents. She was drunk and probably doesn't remember it, but I think about it often.
You have to bring this up then, I think.
What the fuck? Yeah, I'd be fucking... I'll be thinking about it often now
I'd
as well.
I'd be thinking
thanks.
About it.
First of all,
yeah,
I hope
I
you're
think
okay.
From now on, we'll all be thinking
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, all of us here as a community.
What?
Not ideal,
imagine
is it?
Someone, I just don't think you've got any trauma.
Oh, God, it's not ideal. It's not ideal. It's also... Okay, so the big thing there as well, beyond the obvious big thing of just like, what the fuck? The idea that someone said, because I think this is quite a, this I think is a universal experience in some way, that someone has said something to you, whether they were drunk or like they just said it in passing.
Yeah.
Nothing was said at the time. Like you just kind of took it in and it kind of stung and it's like, oh, that, what the fuck? And then kind of like a couple months pass and it's like, oh, I'm still mulling. I haven't said it. They probably don't even remember.
I
couple
think they
years
do remember.
Pass. I mean, they were drunk when they
I
said it.
I think that sort of comment it's quite like venomous, and I think they will have been thinking about for a while.
Mm.
And I do think that will have been a thought that will have occurred to them,
yes,
in life, and that it's built up a bitterness and it came out when they're drunk. I don't necessarily think that's a thought that you would have
by
when
accident.
You're drunk. You have no trauma. It's
yeah,
like, sorry,
yeah,
it's like, that's clearly a narrative.
Unformulated thought for me. You have no trauma. I never thought that before.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
But that's clearly
you've had that
a
going
narrative
for a while.
Built around
uh-huh.
my character.
Yeah, that's how you see me.
I think they do remember saying it, or that they will be conscious of that as a belief of theirs.
I think if you're willing to bring it up, and I... totally obviously think
hard one to bring
totally
up.
But I think you're really in your rights, obviously, to feel like you're totally justified to bring it up. My actual advice would be in that situation to come in very honest, and if you know you like this person, maybe you love this person, you care about them, you value your relationship with them, I would say, and this is me, so I am kind of like, I would be a bit self-deprecating, but I do think that just kind of soothes the situation. I would come in and be like, I'm going to be so weird and like bring up something that happened ages ago, like blah, 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 blah. Like there's just, yeah. I'm going to be really honest. Like there's just something that's been bugging me. Like I don't want this.
That's the only way to do
it.
It
really
soft,
is.
Soft,
soft, soft, soft. And like human to human, friend to friend. There's something that's been bugging me and you might not even remember it, but I just like... out of respect for our friendship, I have to say it because it's not fair for me to like carry this around when I see you and stuff, and I'm you know bringing it to our friendship, and it's just not right. It's not fair for either of us. Let's talk
and I
it
think
out
you should also I think say the further bit of like, I don't think it's fair for you to say that I have no trauma. I think that's
totally.
Not a fair comment considering the fact I became disabled at 15.
Also, even if I didn't, your lack of empathy towards my experience of my own life is not my problem, and I don't need to be made aware of it.
And also,
especially if you're my friend,
you don't need to justify your trauma
right.
to anyone. It's not a trauma competition.
No, they don't need to compare their trauma to yours.
I'm more traumatized than you.
Huh? I mean, good luck winning that competition, honey.
World's worst lottery.
It's a disaster.
I'm more traumatized.
I mean, it's a traumatizing world.
Also, how can you measure these things?
Of course you can't.
You can,
of course you can't.
Basically, the friend, I think the thing about the parents is interesting.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Interesting.
Yes.
Because it was their comment around you can't be traumatized because your parents are together.
And present.
Because that's absurd, but also I think that also brings the conversation of like they are feeling some kind of resentment towards, like, they've clearly had some sort of trauma around their parents. Join the club, hello, shout out to us all.
Yes.
And they feel resentment that your parents are together, and they probably have this sort of rose-tinted image of, if your parents are together,
yeah,
then god, your life can't be shit, blah blah blah. But they're not taking into account, like, their trauma is not your trauma. You're traumatized because you became disabled at 15. Like, that is obviously hard. And I think anyone to deny that is
no one could deny that in their right minds, to be honest. I think it's just, it's totally a misstep from this person. Like, it's just totally, like, they fucked up. Like, they fucked up. And, like, we can forgive for that. Exactly. Like, we can move on if we feel like that's how we feel, but you are totally in your rights to feel however you feel.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say go into that conversation and making it the trauma Olympics. Like, really don't.
Definitely
you
not.
Don't need to come and say you don't understand because blah blah blah. No. I think it's just
leave,
like,
the trauma at the door.
We're all fucked in this world. Yeah. And I'm not trying out trauma you.
No,
I'm not trying to be, oh no, you don't understand this, you don't understand this. There's, we will never understand each other's experiences. Mm-hmm. Like, it is a crazy world out here,
you know what,
and we're all fucked for different reasons.
Good example of that that I remember we liked in Game of Thrones, which is when Sansa and Arya are like, she's like,
oh my god,
she's like, you never could have dealt with what I'd, and she's like, I guess we'll never know, sort of thing. Like, they both end up dealing with really horrific things, both of them, really different experiences. Like, they live like kind of opposite lives,
but neither of them could have lived through what the other one did.
And it's everyone, you know, that you know your existence is unique to you, and you don't need to explain it, and it's okay if you feel
really
angry
don't.
And it's not a competition. And also I think it's like, yeah, maybe if you feel like you're in the mood to forgive, or you feel like you can understand where they were coming from because they were hurt and they're not feeling great, and it's one of those, you know, we all say silly things, we all think silly things
and we will continue to,
yeah, but just look out for yourself. We're sending lots of love.
Definitely. I think an affirmation that would be good for you is one that's helped us both, that we often say, I come to this day with nothing to prove. It's like, you come to this conversation with nothing to prove.
No, definitely.
And also I think some empathy on both sides is needed there.
Yeah. Jeez.
Friendships are crazy, aren't
Friendships are crazy. Wowza. That really took me by surprise, right?
Yeah. Oh, this is one that I've got thoughts on. And I think you have thoughts on this
too. I know what it is.
Staying friends with your friend's ex.
Yep. Are you...
Such a tricky thing to navigate, I think.
Okay.
I think it depends a lot on how that couple broke up.
Mm.
But I do think loyalty really does come into question with this sort of thing. Uh-huh. Like, it depends on so much. Like, I think it depends on oh god, it's so political actually. Uh-huh. But I do remember, like, when my parents split up, like, they had so many friends in common. Mm. Like, they were archaeologists together in a big circle of archaeologists.
So iconic. And
it's so strange.
I've never known an archaeologist.
Really?
Never in my... Where would I know an archaeologist?
Well, I guess also I have a disproportionate amount of archaeologists that I know because of
iconic.
Them. But I'm like, god, you don't know an archaeologist? But it's like, the only reason I do is because all their friends are archaeologists.
Yeah.
But I met an... There's an archaeologist at my writer's course.
Well, I the only way I knew an archaeologist was, like, through uni.
Oh, I don't know any from uni.
No, I mean, like, only because I did history.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Indiana Jones.
I guess.
He's an archaeologist.
Yeah, famously. Perhaps the most famous archaeologist.
I think he might be. But I suddenly, like, a lot of them split off.
Mm.
And there's a lot of them... I just think women are probably, I don't know, or like my mum is better at keeping in contact with all of these people. But the people that sided with my dad, which to be honest was pretty gendered really, of like the women went with my mum, the men went with my dad. But a lot of the men, there were some of them that were absolutely key people in my life and in my childhood, and I absolutely loved so much. Like they were kind of uncles to me. And I haven't seen them in years because of this weird split. And even though they were just as good friends with my mum, and they would literally stay here all the time, and they were...
Yeah, like that guy.
Which one?
The one who used to stay around all the time that you told me about, and you would...
Paulie?
Yeah, I think so. You guys would go into him and like jump up and down on him or something?
Yeah, and like watch TV. Yeah, yeah, he was iconic. We actually used to play a weird game. This is me and my sister.
Yeah, I think this is...
His name was Paul.
Yeah, yeah.
And we found out that his mum was called Mary. Mm. And that instantly became my favourite name. I used to be obsessed with the name Mary. Everything was called Mary. Like, in every game, that's I was called Mary, and I just loved it. And we used to play this game called Mary and Paul, where she would be Paul, and I'd be Mary, just kind of, like, looking after him.
Oh, like my God.
We were obsessed with them. Mary and Paul. That was the game. It's so weird. We never met the mum.
It's so weird as well to imagine like being your mum and Paul's kind of like, wait, what's Poppy playing over there? And it's like
Mary and Paul.
She's kind of made up this little game about you.
Oh no, it wasn't a little game. It was a universe. It was huge. It was absolutely huge. They'd go to like chocolate lands and things like that, and we'd like make the whole room look like chocolate. It was so cool.
And Paul's gone these days.
Paul, I haven't seen Paul in many years.
It's a shame.
And it's so sad. Like, there are so many of them as well that it was kind of my dad's job to keep up with them. And he didn't really, or he does in a different way. Mm-hmm. But I do think it's like the politics of who sides with who is really strange.
It is weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Shout out to Mary Paul. And Paul. Mary's probably dead now, actually.
Mary is probably not with us anymore, but shout out.
She probably wasn't at the time.
Maybe not. Yeah, Jesus.
I don't know.
God. But Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
I know. But honestly, every single toy I had was called Mary. Every Tamagotchi, Mary. Everything. Mary, Mary, Mary. I loved that name so much.
Oh, it's so good.
Because everyone in games, it would be like, so what do you want to be called? And I'm Mary. Like, I'm going to be called Mary.
Yeah, fair enough.
So why?
It's old so woman? Funny how those attachments kind of happen as a kid. It's like you learn about something and within literally a millisecond it's like, this is the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
That's the most beautiful name I've ever heard.
You can't argue with that. Mary. You can't argue with Mary. It's like, what? Like,
but also it's so funny because my connotations weren't like Mary,
Mother Mary,
the Virgin, the Virgin Mother Mary. It wasn't that. It was this man's mum.
Mary. It was an actual mother, Mary.
Who I'd never met, so never seen a funny. Photo, never even, didn't know
it's
existed.
So good.
But yeah, anyway, that was a bit off the...
No, I think that's perfect because it is, I remember like, oh, it's fucking hard as well. Like if you have a horrible breakup with somebody and then you lose half your friends as well, it's like, jeez, that hurts. Thanks for that, guys. Thanks for that one.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers for that. Yeah, that was really nice of you.
And now I have to see you hanging out with the guy that broke my heart.
I do think it is weird energy, though. Like, for example, I mean, obviously there's so much more context that I can't get into every possible nuanced specific under the sun. Like, I can't go through every hypothetical. But generally, the idea of, like, your friend knows your boyfriend or whatever, and then once you break up they kind of keep seeing your boyfriend or your ex-boyfriend
is
now
a hard pill
is
to swallow,
fucking
isn't
weird
it?
It's like, why don't you just fucking sit me down and have sex with him right in front of me then, you absolute psychopath.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with you? Like, how dare you? Go great, on then it? If you're so fucking big and clever, go on, take him. I dare you, take him, do it.
I think it would
think
require a conversation.
Weird,
I think
as fuck.
There's something a little bit fucked about if they do that without sort of factoring you in. I think if there's a conversation that's been had of like, we were all friends together and then you guys got together and then you broke up and shit, we're all still in the friendship group and now it's confusing. I do think there is a loyalty to be had with the one that you're closer with or whatever, where you're going to say, are you okay with me inviting Thingy to this party? Are you okay with Thingy?
Yes.
Obviously my priority is you being comfortable.
Uh-huh. Honesty does so much.
And decide it together. I think the assumption that, oh, well, they broke up and they're just going to have to get over it. We're friends with them both. I think that's pretty fucked up, actually, and pretty naive.
It's really, that's the thing I don't like. And we've spoken about this before, but almost like that, I would love to come up with like a really clean phrase for it, because it's kind of like the presumed, or it's kind of like the blissful ignorance. So it's like very like willfully ignorant of
definitely
certain truths. Yeah. And it's kind of the thing that we were saying when someone said that you were like Sophia Grace and I was like Theresa May or whatever. Do you remember when we had that conversation?
Jesus,
it's
Christ. Like, people.
It's like you're saying something and kind of there's so much subtext in that, but you're saying it with the kind of overtone of like,
totally,
you can't be annoyed at that, right? Like, that's not an offensive thing to say, right?
Yeah, it's a joke. It's a joke.
Or like, that's normal. Like, what? How is that wrong? How is that bad? What? Oh, you don't mind if I'm seeing him, do you? Obviously, your ex is going to be there, but obviously, we were friends, so like, it's fine.
We were all friends. It's a
complicated
situation.
Like,
it's like
fake. Oh, fuck off! Like, I hate that so much. It's like, just fucking say it. Fucking, you know what you're doing, you little weasel bag. Say it. Say it. So annoying.
Because also, it does depend who has hurt who. But I do also think there is some responsibility. Let's make it that the boys hurt the girl, just for fun.
Yeah,
you know, why not?
Because we don't see that enough.
Because, you know what? Just for us, we'll make it.
Yeah, go on.
That the boys hurt the girl.
Yeah.
There's a, you're all friends together, blah blah blah, and you're all invited to a party. I do think it's the boy's responsibility, the one who hurt the person, to not attend that party and actually give the grace to the person and the space, actually, just to be like, I know, rather than it's like, well, we both won't go, or well, why can't I go, they're my friends too. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, you know what you've done here. I think you now have to allow the person that's been hurt,
I think, if
to
you,
enjoy their
if
life.
You have apologized, if you have apologized and you feel sorry and you want to make something right, and there is an obvious way that you could make an effort to make amends or make something right, or have justice be served unto you by,
yes,
for example,
bestowed upon.
Yeah, but have it bestowed upon you by not going to a party, for example. But you can't bring yourself to do it because you're not fucking sorry. You've fucked up and you don't want to take any fucking ramification for it. You don't want to deal with the consequences of your own actions. You can't. So it's all well and good being like, and they probably haven't even apologized in this hypothetical scenario that we've made up. And it's not like him to apologize.
No, it's just not in his nature
to apologize. But if he has, or just the idea that people love to like say all this shit, but it's like, okay, prove it then. When it comes down to it, watch you not do anything different. Watch you go and take what you can get from that situation and not fuck yourself over in any way, because you don't want to inconvenience yourself. Fuck you. fuck you, actually.
And fuck your friends.
Yeah, fuck everyone involved.
Inviting your ex-boyfriend to the dinner party.
It really is as well. Bootlicker energy, I think, for example, in that
bootlicker.
It really is bootlicker fucking energy to, for example, in this inner situation where a boy has done something wrong to a girl, God forbid that girl is your friend, and you, why? Tell me why you are so willing to let things slide with this boy. Why are you so fucking desperate to have this boy in your life? It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Yeah. Loser. Loser. Weirdo. Why are you so desperate to have this boy in your life when he's a fucking piece of shit, but you're so desperate to let it slide? Oh, it's okay that he did that. Oh, it's that doesn't whatever, blah blah, blah. Oh, he can just, you know, whatever, is what, he's a nice boy. Tell me, if it was a fucking girl,
God,
would you judge her in the same manner? Absolutely not. Would you be as forgiving?
That's what's important.
Absolutely freaking not, motherfucker. Yeah.
I think that is a really good metric.
Right.
No, it's fuming.
It's fuming. Fumigating.
But it is a good metric to judge your guy friends on, I think. Because they do act in scandalous ways sometimes.
Oh, they push the boundaries, these boys.
They do. And I do think it's a good question to ask.
Cheeky chappies.
If this was a group of gals and we were all out and fucking Sarah there, she just did that.
Yeah.
Would Sarah leave and then you went, oh, you'd go, oh, God,
Sarah's,
I actually just
don't
I can handle Sarah anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that was just a bit out of order. But because it's a guy, we go, oh, God, silly him.
I really liked his jumper. Shut the fuck up.
It was just classic. It's like a bit annoying weather, but it's like, no, let's hold him to the standard which we'd hold
Sarah
to.
We could never.
Which we hold each other to because we expect for some reason, perfection from all
great
of
lengths.
Us. Let's just hold everyone to the same standard. Actually, if anything, let's lower the standard for the girls and let's higher the standard for the boys.
To the skies.
And we'll meet somewhere in the middle there.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know. I think it can be really hard. I think it's very confronting when people feel like their friends have betrayed them in that way. And I think it's not something that's very validated. Like, I think you are invalidated in that moment, as if you're not
definitely
allowed to be upset or hurt or annoyed that your friend has prioritized your ex over you. And Sefian Wing are here to say you very much are in your rights to feel probably however you're
betrayed,
feeling right
actually.
Now. Yeah. You're not feeling it for nothing. And that's not to say someone else is to blame, but just in life, if you're feeling something, you're allowed to feel that way.
Oh, 100%. Mm. I think if you find yourself in the position of you're somebody, two of your friends have just broken up and you're in the situation of choosing, I think speak to both of them or the one that you feel the loyalty with, the one that was fucked over, all of the stuff, and actually think objectively about like who is the victim in this situation and what choices you want to make. And if you're the person that is feeling betrayed by your friends, I think you have to speak to them and just say, I really just don't understand your decisions and I would never do that to you.
I would never do that to you is so cutting. It's such a good one.
Or just if you wouldn't, or like, I don't think I would do that to you and I feel really hurt that you would do that.
Iconic. What a line. That's the truth. What a line. Drop the mic.
That's the truth.
Being able to deliver a line like that is a powerful... That's one for the shower.
But
that's
you
one
never
to
can
revisit.
In the moment.
No, I think you can sometimes.
In the moment.
If you've been prepping, which I, Lord knows I have.
No, the more I prep, the
really?
More nightmarish it is.
Really?
I need to say every single thing I say on this planet off the cuff. I cannot say
so
anything
true. So
planned.
True. I get that.
And you
for
can
you.
Tell that from the intros of this podcast.
Because sometimes I'll say, I'll literally give a tiny note. I'll say, try and mention that one great thing that we said. And she's like, well, you know... You can't like, you know, don't go like, don't
I say look, I can't promise what
exactly.
will come out.
Can't promise.
It's just say like, oh, can you just mention the word boundaries? I was like, well,
who knows
what
I'll
say.
I'll say.
It's like, just say the one word boundaries. Like, I just can't promise that.
Right. That was really nice.
That was nice. I enjoyed
Good.
That.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really
Thank
did.
Thank you, everyone involved.
Thank you so much to everyone for listening.
Mm-hmm.
To this crazy little
really,
thing that goes about saying
bestowed a true honor to us today.
You did bestow true honor.
Love you.
And if
you
don't
hear
from
us,
assume the worst.
Stunning. Well done.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.